TIP stands for the Trauma Intervention Program.
Cheryl Kulka is a volunteer with the TIP program in Northwest Florida.
We are available for all first responders in Santa Rosa and Escambia County for their dispatch, 911, to call our dispatch, and they will send us out at either a fire, a death, a accident on the highway. We are there to help the survivors.
The TIP program was founded in San Diego back in 1985 by Mr. Wayne Fortin, a mental health professional who decided that the needs of survivors of everyday tragedies were not being met. There are now 14 TIP affiliates across the country. The branch in Northwest Florida is the only one in the state. Cheryl Kulka explains what happens when she arrives at the scene of an incident.
When you first get there, you are going to go immediately to the first responder. Introduce yourself. They will take you to the survivors and introduce you. At that point, you're actually doing a triage. You're looking at everything that's going on in the situation. You are going to take care of the people in need the most first. If you feel like it's a situation where you need more than one volunteer, you call the dispatch back, who stays in contact with you constantly, and they will send more volunteers. So you leave the first responder to be able to do his job, and you take care of the survivors.
That help could be anything, from making sure a car crash survivor has a ride home to making sure a confused child has someone beside them while waiting for a family member to arrive on the scene. TIP volunteers will also accompany police officers to a home when someone has to be informed about a death in their family. Kulka says they are pretty much ready for anything.
I had one situation where the family member had 14 dogs. Well, something had to happen to them. So I was able to get the animal shelter involved also, and we were able to place all of the dogs. So there's a broad view of what we're able to do. We recommend funeral homes if they don't have one. If it's a situation where there's a fire and they have no idea who to call, we know those people, and we help them with that. If the situation is where we feel like there is a concern for somebody hurting themselves, we will notify the first responder. They will speak to the people, and they will make the decision on that if we need to bring somebody in to take care of them that way.
All of the people involved in the local TIP program are volunteers, and they go through a 55-hour training course. Once a volunteer has completed the course, they are put on the calendar. TIP requires you take 3 12-hour shifts per month, and if you're called by the dispatcher, you're expected to be ready.
You need to be in a position to leave within 5 minutes. So you can't be having your hair done or be out to dinner. Those days, you are dedicated to TIP. Once you are called, you will be given an address of where you will go. You will directly speak with the first responder. He will put you in contact with the survivors. You will stay until the first responder, police, normally at the end, leave. You do not have to stay after the police leave.
Kulka says there's usually an experienced volunteer with a new recruit on their first shift.
I had somebody with me, and my first day, I actually had back-to-back calls. So I jumped into it, you know, right away.
The next TIP training program begins on November 30th. There are 8 classes in the program, and they're scheduled in the evening and on the weekend. You can learn more at tip-ser.org or by calling 850-483-0404. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.